Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Sprouts Weekly Ad, read by Lynn. Today I'll be covering the Sprouts ads for the week of March 25th to the 31st. Sprouts Farmers Market. Double the organic berry bliss. Organic strawberries in a 1-pound container or blueberries in an 11-ounce container are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Sprouts Gourmet Uncured Spiral Sliced Half Ham are $4.49 per pound, limit 2 per customer while supplies last. Autumn Crisp Grapes 2-pound clamshells are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Organic Cuties Seedless Mandarins in a 3-pound bag are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Organic asparagus are $3.98 per pound. Bob's Red Mill Baking Essentials are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Carbone, all items are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Chobani Flip or Protein Yogurt or Olipop Prebiotic Soda are $3.45. Wild-caught raw shrimp are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Fred's Premium Angus Boneless Beef Rump Roast, USDA Choice Beef, are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price, discount taken at checkout. Goodness Gracious Grass-Fed Organic 85% Lean Ground Beef, are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price in a value pack. Sprouts Premium Angus Beef Petite Sirloin Steaks, USDA Choice Beef, are $8.99 per pound in a value pack. Sprouts Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price, discount taken at checkout. All Natural 100% Grass-Fed Boneless Lamb Leg are $9.99 per pound. All Natural 100% Grass-Fed Rack of Lamb are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price, discount taken at checkout. Sprouts Uncured Spiral Sliced Quarter Ham are $5.99 per pound, limit 2 per customer while supplies last. Jones Dairy Farm Turkey Links or Thick Cut Pork Patties are gluten-free and $8.99 each. Sprouts Wild-Caught Large Snow Crab Legs and Claws are $14.99 per pound. Copper River Wild-Caught Sockeye Salmon are $16.99 per pound. Sprouts Fresh Atlantic Marinated Salmon Portions are $6.99 each. Funny Bunny Bouquets are at the everyday low price of $15.99 each. Alalo Olives, Sauce, Pasta, or Beans and Sled Varieties are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Garden of Life Supplements and Sled Varieties and Sizes are 20% off regular retail price. Easter Lilies are at the everyday low price of $10.99 each. Marin French Brie Cheese and Sled Varieties are $5.99 each. Organic Valley Organic Shredded Cheese are $5.59 each. Daring Frozen Plant Chicken Pieces or Wings are gluten-free and $4.99 each. Jesse and Ben's Frozen House Cut Fries are gluten-free and buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Yummy All-Natural Frozen Chicken Nuggets or Tenders are $6.99 each. Sprouts Organic Bulk Coffee are $15.99 per pound. Raw Almonds or Walnut Halves and Pieces are $6.99 per pound. Mighty's Green Kiwi Fruit 2-pound clamshells are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Large Hass avocados in a 4-count bag are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Honey Sea apples are $1.98 per pound. Sumo citrus are $3.88 per pound. Red mangoes are $4.45. Organic Caracara or navel oranges in a 3-pound bag are $4.98 each. Champs organic sliced cremini or white button mushrooms are 20% off regular retail price. Tasteful Selections Organic Nibbles Tiny Baby Honey Gold Potatoes in a 1-pound bag are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Nature Fresh Snacking Tomatoes in a 1.5-pound package are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Organic Sprouts Salad Blends in a 5-ounce package or Mini Cucumbers in a 1-pound bag or Rainbow Baby Carrots in 12-ounce packages are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Sprouts Seasonal Pastries and Select Varieties are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Sprouts Organic Take and Bake Bread and Sled Varieties are $2 for $10. Carbonaut Bagels or Bread and Sled Varieties are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Milton's Baked Crackers are gluten-free and buy one, get one free. Little Sesame Hummus are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Sprouts Frozen Omelette Bites or Pancake Bites are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Lowned Clam Shack Seafood Soups and Sled Varieties are $7.99 each. Sprouts Potato or Macaroni Salad are $3.99 each. Sprouts Frozen Fruit and Sled Varieties are $3.99 each. Spindrift Sparkling Water and Sled Varieties are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Poppy Prebiotic Soda are $6.99 each. The Spice Hunter, all items are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Epic Strips, bars or bites are gluten-free and 30% off regular retail price. Wild Protein Chips are gluten-free and $6.99 each. Kettle Brand Avocado Oil Potato Chips are gluten-free and $2.47. Go Macro Organic Nutrition Bars are $2.49 each. Zoom Clean Hand Soap, Cleaner or Laundry Detergent are 35% off regular retail price. Organic Pastures, Pasture-Raised Organic Regenerative Eggs are $6.49 each. And a highlight on bulk items, save on Smart Snack Cups. Bulk Snack Cups in select varieties are 20% off regular retail price. Bulk your way, buy the scoop or grab and go. Sprouts Nuts in select varieties are 20% off regular retail price. Organic Bulk Dried Fruit are 20% off regular retail price. Natural Gummy Bears or Worms are $6.99 per pound. Natural Delights Pitted or Whole Dates are $8.99 each. And finally, body and healthcare items. Gera Formulas, all items are 20% off regular retail price. Source Naturals, wellness favorites and select varieties and sizes are 20% off regular retail price. Mary Ruth Beauty Supplements are 20% off regular retail price. Human, all items are 20% off regular retail price. Irwin Naturals Cleanse or Metabolism Support are 20% off regular retail price. Vital Proteins, Collagen Creamer, or Peptides are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Freshwater Farm, bar or hand soap are 20% off regular retail price. Attitude Sun, body or hair care are buy one, get one, 50% off regular retail price. Alba Botanical, all items are 20% off regular retail price. See you next week. Thank you again for joining us for Sprouts Weekly Ad, read by Lynn.
Welcome to the special edition of Home and Place Podcast, recorded May 2019 in Brooklyn, New York, as part of the anniversary celebration for EDRA 50. That's the Environmental Design Research Association's 50th anniversary conference. I'm your host, Nicole Kane. For these special edition EDRA 50 episodes, we're shortening the usual podcast format of 30 minutes and instead sharing 10-minute interviews with lecturers or compiled micro-interviews with poster presenters. The response to this podcast was heartwarming, and I'm sorry I was not able to record all of the researchers interested in sharing their work during the conference. However, good news is that is exactly why I created Home and Place Podcast, to share the amazing work of built environment professionals who have a passion for place. So, if you're an EDRAite, which is a member of EDRA, send me an email and we can schedule a virtual recording. Visit my website to listen to all podcast episodes, see pictures from EDRA 50, and find my contact information. Visit homeandplacepodcast.com. This episode was recorded on location in Brooklyn, New York at the EDRA 50 conference, so please pardon any background noise. Now, on with the show. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. So we are here in Brooklyn at EDRA, the Environmental Design Research Association, and their 50th anniversary is this year, and I'm really excited to have you here. And so I would love to have you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background and your, we'll start kind of with your journey into EDRA.
Excellent. Thank you, Nicole, for having me. This is very exciting. My name is J. Davis Hart, commonly known as Davis. And where do I want to start with my journey to EDRA? I was an early childhood educator for many years, and I loved working with kids, but I did not love the spaces in which I was working. So when the opportunity arose for me to return to master's school, to my graduate school, to get my master's degree, I took it. My supervisor mentioned a couple of different professional organizations that I might consider being involved with. EDRA was one of them. So the seed was planted back in Oregon, Oregon State University. I got the opportunity to attend EDRA when I was nearing completion. I had already finished my master's by that point, and I was nearing completion of my PhD in health with a design focus from the University of Technology, Sydney. I went to the graduate student workshop in Los Angeles. So that was, I believe, EDRA 46, 5 years ago. Is that right? And during that time, I had such attentive mentoring by the mentors, and I felt like I was able to look amongst everybody there to recognize we are all coming from such cool directions and places, and we have this solution-oriented mindset about let's move humanity forward by taking care of the spaces in which we inhabit. And I knew at that conference that I would be an Edgerite from then on. And I've come as much as I can. It's always a juggle as a mom. My child had come to the one in Los Angeles, and I brought my mom out with me. So she, my mom and daughter, who was five at the time, hopped around the hotel, which was a huge city block. So they spent a lot of time at the pool, I remember. My mom kept saying, let's go explore Los Angeles. And my daughter said, no, I'm going to the pool. So I was able to go and present. That was my graduate student workshop year. And then I was able to present my PhD work, which was birth unit design, in subsequent years at Raleigh and at Madison. And watched my stepson graduate last year, which is awesome. He gave the graduation ceremony speech, so I felt okay not coming. And this year, 1 year I presented some work that I had done on a Boston public middle school, because I am an educator. I teach at the Boston Architectural College. We have a Design for Human Health program. It's a hybrid intensive low residency, we call it. So that means students do it online, except for once a year they come to Boston for 8 days to get a master's degree. It's a 2-year program, 33 credits. The way I found out about it was through contacts that I made at EDRA. So I kept always putting myself out there. And it was in Los Angeles when I met Dak Kopek, the author of many great textbooks, including the Environmental Design Psychology for Design book. So in conversation, he said, Davis, let me know when you're done with your PhD. Get in touch with me. I might have an opportunity for you. So I was hired by the BAC and have been teaching there since. And now I help design the curriculum. And I am overseeing thesis studies, which is just amazing. I see how fortunate I am to have that opportunity. So from there, I present on this Boston public middle school, which was a project that Dak and some of the BAC students worked on. Janet Roche, Adrian Jones-Erdman got it started, and they work with outside groups who came in to make a re-regulation space for kids who had trauma, kids who had multiple ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, and they had many issues in the classroom. And we knew that if they couldn't regulate themselves, they couldn't learn. And the counselors knew this from Trinity in Boston. And they worked collaboratively with multiple different groups to come in and make this space better for the kids. The design ideas that we came up with were implemented. They are not anywhere near to the scale of our ideas, as is often the case in taking evidence to the applied realm. But the features that have changed, the design that has improved, has had a positive impact and will continue to progress. So I can see my own academic journey shifting over the years, and I am still in touch with birth environment, childbirth, maternity settings. I am one of the collaborators for a global birth environment design network. We're really trying to pull in more architects and designers and hospital folks who understand that the maternity units need to be not just made more homey, but also be able to integrate the modern Western technology that we have with the sense of safety and privacy and choice that is so essential for women and their families. So that's one of the balls I have juggling in the air. This year in Brooklyn, I'm presenting on an abuse intervention center that I just completed. It was an expansion. It's a 25-year-old program in the Willamette Valley in Oregon, where I reside. And they, the architect in charge, tapped me on the shoulder to work as their environmental psychologist, their main interior designer. So in collaboration with the staff and with their representations of their clients, due to privacy issues, I did not do a lot of participatory design, but nonetheless, as much as I could access kids' knowledge, and that I was able to pull in and do all of the design features for their space. It's an old 1980s bank building turned into this. It's 11,000 square feet, two floors with pods of individual waiting rooms so families don't see each other, and the amount of detail and keeping the flow of the families coming in for their multi-hour appointments. It was so fun and so cool, and really did require a lot of my heavy lifting of getting the evidence that is, there's so much coming out, and being able to synthesize that for the design team while also encouraging them to put input into what they envisioned. The space opened, we had our ribbon cutting for it in March, and so we have our first reports of people coming in and using it, and they love it. So I'm really excited to show so many of the pictures of what the space looks like at my presentation tomorrow. And you know, there's always the hope of getting that disseminated and getting it out there so that people can see it more widely, because it's not only a really cool program that really helps reduce and give people, reduce negative impacts of abuse situations, but gives people hope that they can heal and be resilient and recover from traumatic experiences. So that brings us up to today. I mean, that's a lot right there. So maybe listen twice.
I was just going to say, okay, I need to recap in my mind. So we have a couple of things. So starting with, you know, your journey into EDRA, which is fantastic, and the warmth that I feel that here too. And I'm not a researcher, but one thing that I think is really applicable to the people who listen to the show is that to know that there is this high quality source, Boston Architectural College, to be able to get a degree like this, that you can start to do environmental design research, but not have to move to one of the big swanky places that teach these, which are amazing, but that's not an option for a lot of people. So thank you so much for talking about that. But then also, I love what you're doing, because I feel like you are truly bridging. You are bridging the academia and practice. Like you're doing it, and I'm so excited. So you have your presentation tomorrow, which I'm sure you're going to rock, but also, so how can people contact you, or how can they see images of the space? If you could share some contact information, that would be great.
Sure. Oh, well, the easiest way to get in touch with me is through my website. I just recently gave it a little renovation, adaptive reuse. the website is my name and my business name. So it's Davis Paradigm Spaces. A little bit of a mouthful, sorry, .com. So DavisParadigm spaces.com. Thank you so much for having me. It's been just such a joy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening to the special edition of Home and Place podcast, recorded May 2019 in Brooklyn, New York, as part of the anniversary celebration for EDRA 50, the Environmental Design Research Association's 50th anniversary conference. I'm your host, Nicole Kane, founder of Home and Place Project. I'm a collaborative consultant focused on residential universal design and person-centered analysis of the built environment. My educational background is in occupational therapy, environmental gerontology, and I'm currently back in school studying community planning with an interest in creating aging-friendly communities. To connect, collaborate, access the archive of my podcast episodes, or just learn more about me and my work, visit my website, homeandplaceproject.com. Happy 50th anniversary, EDRA! To learn more about this organization, visit their website, edra.org, edra.org. Finally, a special thanks to Delia of Northfield, Minnesota, for composing and performing this original music. Take us home, Delia.
Many ways you can pay for your groceries at Sprouts. Sprouts accepts a variety of payment methods, including cash, debit, and credit cards, with options for mobile payments through Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay, as well as EBT cards and Sprouts gift cards. The check acceptance policy allows up to $20 cash back with complete pre-printed checks and a valid ID. Sprouts partners with Instacart to offer an accessible online shopping experience, allowing U.S. customers to pay for SNAP-eligible items with a valid EBT card. By linking your SNAP EBT card to your Instacart account, you confirm the validity of your card information, while a secondary credit or debit card will cover additional fees, taxes, and non-EBT eligible items, as EBT Cash is not currently an option on Instacart. For more information on using Snap EBT on Instacart, visit Safeway.com. Enhance your shopping with Sprouts' rewarding programs, like the Sprouts app, offering digital coupons and exclusive deals, ensuring you save more with each visit. Sign up for a Sprouts account to receive weekly ads and monthly deals directly to your email, unlocking further savings and personalized shopping experiences. Sprouts also offers convenient shopping solutions with delivery and curbside pickup services through Instacart, making it easier to get fresh, affordable groceries. First-time customers can enjoy free curbside pickup on orders over $35, with subsequent pickups starting at a minimal fee, ensuring affordability and convenience on every order. Sprouts also offers digital coupons that might not have been included in this recording. You can learn more about digital coupons on their app or website. For any inquiries or accessibility questions, Sprouts customer support is readily available. Contact them at customerrelations@sprouts.com or call toll-free at 888-577-7688.